system because it's a voluntary system of payment of our taxes.
Agreed.
Respect the fact that we have a voluntary system of paying our taxes.
Okay, this is nuts. This is back in 2013. We have a representative questioning a former IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller, about something that went on, and this is the testimony. So you can look it up on C-SPAN. It's the IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller, testimony, 5/17/13. So the representative is admitting that the taxes are a voluntary system, and then the commissioner, the IRS commissioner, then says agreed. And then the representative then says it again within this quick, short conversation that taxes are, in fact, voluntary. Now, if I were you, I would contact this representative. He may not be a representative anymore because it was a long time ago, but I would contact this guy and ask him what he meant. I'd ask him to clarify what he was talking about because it sounds to me like he just admitted taxes are completely bullshit. So, again, I think you should contact Stephen Miller and you should contact the representative Becerra or Becerra, whatever his name is, and you should ask them for yourself to clarify what they meant. That's my suggestion for you, but check out this full little clip and you can look up the full testimony on your own. It should be on C-SPAN.
I think the president actually said it better. He said that the handling of those tax-exempt applications in that process at the IRS was outrageous and intolerable. No excuse. And as much as we know that the folks at IRS have a thankless job because they have to go and tell their fellow Americans that they may be audited or they have to do this work understaffed, we have to maintain the confidence in the system because it's a voluntary system of payment of our taxes.
Agreed.
Because it's a voluntary system of payment of our taxes.
Agreed.
And so you are right. It was a foolish mistake. But the president's even more correct that it was outrageous and intolerable. Now, let me also focus on something, Mr. George, you said. When you were asked, was there any finding or evidence of political motivation here, you said no.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. And so what we find is a situation where inexcusable activity took place because it erodes the confidence of the American people in a system where they participate voluntarily. And if there's a place in public service where you have to have the highest level of conduct and standards, it's at the IRS. And so, Mr. Miller, I think it's unfortunate for those who are in positions of authority, but the buck has to stop somewhere. And I think that's exactly what we're saying. That should not diminish the good work that has been done by anyone within the IRS over the years. And so I hope you understand that you are here today talking to us because we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to clean up and clear out so we can go back to the business of making sure that people respect the fact that we have a voluntary system of paying our taxes, making sure that people respect the fact that we have a voluntary system of paying our taxes.